Amat jam. Ada sen.
Berapa sen? 50 sen lah.
Selamat datang ke Singapura. Tahu
lagu seksi je.
Lagu seksi. Lagu seksi. Sekarang dah penghujung 2023.
Oh no.
Pejam celik. Aku rasa macam laju nak. Terlampau laju sangat.
Yes.
Aku rasa macam aku belum capai aku punya
resolution.
Climax.
Nak cakap resolution ke tak nak eh? Macam malu nak cakap resolution.
Abi pun cakap climax betul lah.
Betul lah.
Itu dia je.
Betul lah. Kau boleh sampai-sampai kau nya.
Aku doakan kau 2024 kau lagi banyak. Oh insyaAllah. Tiap-tiap hari lah boleh
in
dapat.
In capital.
In capital.
Astaghfirullahaladzim. Korang ni banyak syahwat lah.
Yes. Amin. Amin.
That's the best answer. Amin kan saja. 2023 dah nak habis.
Duit pun dah nak habis.
Bonus nak dapat apa?
Itulah. Tengah tunggu ni.
2023 pada kau, pada korang eh. How has 2023 been?
Cruel.
Personally, at a personal level
first. Oh, at a personal level, eh? Alhamdulillah. I think it has been a great year. My children, kau tengok, eh? Kita as parents, eh? It's not always about us tau. It's about how our family is. My children dah habis sekolah, and then now dah habis NS, and then my children are getting older, they are doing very well, you know, and then kau dah dapat cucu, you know, it's always about others.
Eh, tahun ni berapa cucu kau dapat extra? Dua, right?
Dua.
Tiga? Dua, okay,
right?
Yeah.
December.
Dua sekali je.
Wah, kopak lah kau.
Apa kopak? Dia nenek apa?
Yelah, nenek apa? Cucu minta je nenek. Oh, Emma. I want.
Dia? Aku rasa dia cakap, Emma, you ask for your parent? Dah.
Ini mesti nenek aku juga.
Oh, lemak semua.
Emma, I want. Okay.
Ini
Emma,
bahaya.
I want.
Let's
okay.
Let's go.
Ini bahaya ni. Ni, laki, ni kalau laki spoilkan dia, cucu ni.
Kalau laki dia, Emma, I want. Get lost.
No. No. Pahala tau. Tak nak pahala. Depend how you see it.
Wan, tak semua orang macam kau, Wan.
Tak semua orang pesimistik tau.
Bunuh setan.
Firing range untuk setan.
Aduh.
Mati kau.
Tak mati pun.
Setan. Bunuh setan. Nak fire setan.
Sebelum kita tertukar topik kan. Dah tiga podcast topik lagi.
Kelawa je.
Okay, balik pada kau cakap apa? Anak-anak kau apa?
It's not about us.
It's not about us. It's not about us. It's never, I mean,
it's not about us.
Dulu, masa muda-muda, it's all about me.
Of course. Kan? The me world.
Apa, end of the year, kau fikir apa? D&D nak pakai suit apa? Nak bawa siapa?
Eh, D&D ke berapa kali je lah, bukan tiap-tiap tahun lah.
Depends lah.
Dia banyak prom.
Dia kira kan tak graduate-graduate dah. Dia tu stay back je.
Betul.
Masjid pun ada retreat.
Yeah. You're living the life, man. Living the life.
Speaking of which, besok aku D&D.
Oh, tengok.
Serious?
Yeah.
Masih pun ada D&D.
Pakai besok 10,000 lah kan?
Aku tak boleh bayangkan Ustaz-Ustazah joget-joget D&D.
Dia dinner and doa.
Oh. Amin.
Okay, that put things in perspective.
So, it's not about us.
Yeah, it's not about us. Nowadays, it's not about us. It's about others. It's about how well... I guess we measure our success based on how our family is like.
It's been measured that way?
Yeah, at least I do.
You measure it like that?
I do. I mean, what's my success? What's my success personally? My job is still the same. I'm still running the same job, right? I'm still fat. I'm still doing the same things.
And then when you lose 10 kilos, you succeed.
Yes, but then after that, I put on 20.
That's on you.
So, yeah, that's on me. Yeah. That's right. It's never about...
Precious.
It's no longer
10,
about...
10, 20, 10.
Rambak je.
Nah, sih. Rambak.
Dia kira kan every time, dia earn 10. Drop 20, earn 20. Drop 10, earn 20. Drop 10, earn 20.
Pinjam satu gantang, balik dua gantang.
Kau ni jangan practice sistem riba.
Riba, eh.
Jangan.
Yeah. And apa, looking at my children healthy, my wife healthy, you know, I think that is the measure of my success. Maybe being able to serve my parents lah, you know. Jadi supir pun is considered service, right? So I think, yeah, I'm happy with 2023, alhamdulillah. Aku pergi hospital 2 kali check in, 2 kali check out. Alhamdulillah, no nothing major
complications.
Yeah. Mm. So it's been a good year. Alhamdulillah.
Grateful.
Alhamdulillah.
Mm. What I wish would have happened was different. Lah. Maybe.
What have you wished that has not happened?
I think career wise lah, I wish it was moving better and faster.
Mm.
Because I realized my age towards the retirement is not too far away. But then having said that, I also quite hesitant of the career moving towards a certain direction that I don't want to anymore.
Mm.
So like for example, dulu I may be driven to go into leadership in senior management and stuff like that.
You're already in a leadership senior management, right?
No, I'm not. I'm not.
Kau cakap main masjid tau.
I'm still considered a middle management. I'm talking senior management would be to sit in the echelons of the organisation.
Kau nak tukar kerja Pak Breda lah.
Basically nak bilik sendiri lah. Nak ada bilik sendiri. Macam kawan kita tu kan.
Apa nak ada bilik sendiri? Kau ada masjid sendiri.
Aku ada masjid sendiri. Tak boleh, tak boleh pasang apa. Lagu-lagu yang aku nak dengar.
Playlist lain. Man lain.
Kau cuba,
lain.
Kau cuba imagine aku melodi buka Holy Diver dekat masjid.
Lirik lain tau. Playlist dia berasap.
Lepas azan dia juga.
Holy Diver.
Tak boleh. Tak boleh dicapai.
But I no longer have that ambition anymore. I think I'm very happy where I am, and I just want to continue serving, and till when I'm no longer needed. So see, aku dah no longer driven tau. I'm no longer driven
not a good thing,
for
right?
that. I'm no longer driven for that. I'm driven for other things now. I'm looking at what next year can hold for me. Would probably, hopefully, be something that I can develop myself financially. Because I think budak-budak dodo pergi universiti berat, Syul. So that's something that I want to develop. And
next
I want
year,
to improve my
kau,
health.
Next year masuk, anak kau masuk universiti?
This year satu dah. By end of this year, the other one was supposed to. Tapi something went wrong next year dah.
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah. And this year punya resolution tak sampai. So postpone pergi next year lah.
What was your resolution for 2020?
Aku kan tu nak kuruskan badan this year.
You did what?
I wanted to lose weight.
You did lose 10 tapi you earn 20.
That was 2 years back.
No, this year.
This year.
This year we spoke about it and that's what I wanted to do. Tapi
sorry lah, aku convince kau dengan apa perata banjir.
No, no, no. It's all of me.
No, at the same time system. We also balance that. Apa? Kita ajak trekking and also
kau ajak dia tak pergi-pergi apa? Ajak je.
Lama aku tunggu. Tapi pernah dia dengan Hamid pernah ikut. So we can do that again.
And I can walk, right? You can. You saw I can walk. Just apa?
Consistency.
I need to remove that vitamin M.
Sebelum aku syak wak sangka yang lain. M dari segi apa ni?
Malas.
Boleh diubah. Boleh diubah untuk tahun depan.
I think it can be done lah. It can be done insyaAllah. Yeah. But otherwise it's been good year. Alhamdulillah. And I am looking forward to next year. Manalah tahu next year rezeki ada, then I can quit my job and focus on this podcast full time ke.
Impian kau jadi kenyataan.
Amin. That'd be nice.
Okay, come out sooner. Impian ni.
InsyaAllah.
And back to you. Kurang pula.
Tengok macam ni. How was the 2023
been? I think the year throughout, I'm thankful. Whatever happened. And then
apa? Anak kau tu beranak?
Tak lah. There are other things like, you know, your health that matters. You're still up and about. You tak ada complications in your medical records. I think that's good enough for me.
You're healthy, right? You don't have any kind of long-term illness.
Yati
kan?
Has the best the punya life.
That's the thing.
You know, she said she's really living her life right now.
It's
the best position to be in.
Thank you.
Relax, you know.
Kau punya tu betul best.
Alhamdulillah, you know. Just maintain the household and then make sure everything done and then nak
she's
jalan.
She's the epitome of tai tai though.
Yeah.
Kan?
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah.
Tai tai.
Tai tu. Lega tak? Lega tau lepas tu. Dah rutin tapi lega. Tak ada simpan-simpan.
Alhamdulillah. Betul-betul.
So, epitome of taik-taik.
So when you witness that your family expanded, mm-mm, and then your life gets better and healthier, I think tak payah nak minta lebih dari itu je. Mm-mm. You have your loved ones with you. Mm-mm. My mom's still around. Mm-mm. Kita tahu usia kita, you know. Mm. So living it and cherishing what you have, so 2023 has been good for me. And insyaAllah can berterusan macam itu.
Amin. Amin.
And then for all my friends, I hope we all can do one group trekking trip.
Amin. Amin. One dengan tuan.
Yeah.
Trip, eh? Trip ke mana?
Yeah.
Kita pergi tempat Nice lah, Down Under.
Ui.
Bushwalking.
Alright, 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 alright.
Yeah. Local dah tak ada lagi, aku nak pergi.
Pada kau.
Tak ada nook and corner mana aku nak selit lagi.
Kemain sembuh.
Ya pun satu saat saja. Tak ada lebih-lebih.
Tapi riang bernas tu.
Yeah. So if we think of our health and to enjoy what is left right now, keep ourselves healthy je lah.
Yes.
Nothing can buy your health.
Like I say lah, you are in the best position so far, you know. Your life, you're living your life. Really macam, bukan take it like easy. Mm. I don't think you're taking it easy. Your family is expanding. Yes. Yeah. And then the...
Aku pun ada expansion juga.
Aku tahu. Itu yang aku risau juga.
So then, continue terus.
So the thing is,
aku tergamam sekejap.
Pasal dia buat self declaration. Aku ingat dah habis.
Tu lah.
Aku nak pacify dia ni lah.
Tak payah nak pacify dia.
Reda.
Boleh tukar episode tu.
Boleh. Tapi kita jangan tukar topik.
So when, what do you think for yourself? How has it been?
Wow, 2023 has been one of those exciting, challenging. Yeah.
For you, it's been a wild ride.
Roller coaster.
But it's like this. It is a roller coaster, yes. But I think due to experience and all that, right? It's like I take the roller coaster now with a better suspension seat.
Oh. Suspension seat. Ada
it, button it is a roller coaster.
Dia ada bounce, right? Bounce lah.
Yeah, it is a roller coaster. But
kau pasal bouncing kau suka kan?
Yeah.
To exercise.
Bounce ke grind?
Bounce.
Yeah.
Grind tempat aku minum kopi kat JB.
Nama dia
grind.
Okay. Yeah. Kisahnya. Yeah. So memang 2023 started with... okay, I'm talking about the business aspect lah.
Okay.
2023 started with a sort of kejutan when Adil Bandung decided to resign and then change his career path.
I hope he's doing better now.
I think he is, right? And he's happy. I'm happy for him. His family is doing well. Mm. Alhamdulillah. And then he's doing well also in the other. He's a good guy. He's a good guy. And business-wise, memang that affects kita punya direction jugalah. Because we were into the e-commerce part and all that, right? And 2023, because there's economic slowdown and we felt it, right? So I'm just talking about the business perspective wise lah. The challenge of that, I mean, it's nothing new for me. The experience of doing the business so far for coming to 20 years. Memang there's a slowdown, come up and down. And there were also challenges with staff juga. It is always about right sizing, right? And of course, Linda, you all heard about Linda this year. So she also is a roller coaster for her, and she almost quit lagi. Nasib baik dia tak quit, right? Hopefully, aku selalu doakan dia panjang umur, sembuh terus. So it'd be easy for the family also, and for us juga. And generally, because of the economic slowdown, right? And definitely that affects business. And for all businesses, bila you get a slowdown, definitely challenges start to creep in. Nanti bila satu benda datang kan, dia akan domino effect. Ya. Nanti pop, 5-6, the keluar one after another. So that's what we have seen this year. And it's about tackling one by one lah, right? So that's the business front. And it's exciting also. It's not everything challenging sangat, tidak, no. It's exciting also because I started the new, kita punya My Style punya channel for YouTube, right?
Mm. So, oh, yes.
That's for the Malaysia. Yes, yes, yes. Right?
Gerik macam tu.
Alhamdulillah.
So memang was, adventurous.
Mm, so that I feel
dia macam style gitu.
Memang style.
Dia style punya style.
Kita punya style. Look, kita tagline kita pun kita punya style. My lah style, kan.
Yeah.
So I thought that is really good because I, for the longest time aku selalu have been convincing you all, like, hey, yeah, get involved with the social media and then the new yeah punya media and all that is very, you can do anything you like and mm then it's not without challenges or competition. So memang ada banyak competition. So I put in a lot of time to study the analytics, the competition, how to really be in that space. So alhamdulillah, I learned a lot.
Yes.
So 2023 also taught me a lot of lessons, a lot of knowledge juga. And those are the exciting parts lah. Right? At a personal level, it has been interesting for me because I think aku grow at a personal level more.
Mm.
Because orang cakap apa, macam Wan kau cakap yang super power punya episode tu, with great powers come great responsibility.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this one is with great challenges,
yeah,
you learn a lot more.
Yeah, betul.
Yeah, so at a personal level, I think that I grew.
Enriching experience.
Enriching experience, definitely. Mm. In terms of life, in terms that's of good family. Mm. Right. Alhamdulillah macam kau cakap, anak-anak aku doing, to me, they're doing well. Mm. Right. They always do well in my eyes. Of course, one, my daughter is working for me. And I didn't expect that she do very well in the job. Good. And she yeah said that dia malas nak buat. Tapi when I see her work, she is really putting in all her
effort,
her passion is inside there. You know, alhamdulillah. So I'm very thankful for that.
Doesn't that runs in the blood?
Inshallah, I don't know. Mm. Right? So frankly, I did not expect that she will do like that. No? So right. She exceeded all my expectations.
Oh.
Alhamdulillah, I'm very thankful for that.
Amazing, good.
You know? Because sometimes children will find it difficult. Eh, aku akan kerja dengan bapa aku, mak aku. No, am I going to follow his footstep? Yeah. Can I feel
balik his shoes? Balik dah tengok muka dia ni. Kat office tengok muka dia ni.
That is a challenge. Sometimes I got to tell myself, she always remind me. Karena bapak rumah aku tanya dia pasal kerja. I don't want to talk about work lah, bapak rumah. Boundaries down there, right? And I learn about boundaries juga. You're talking about boundaries, kan? So I learn about boundaries juga. Because dulu, aku have an issue with boundaries. I tell you frankly. Because whatever I have in my mind, aku main sondol aja. That's my problem.
Oh.
You know, korang tahu aku kan? Aku have my mind on something, I just boom.
Oh.
I'll just bulldoze.
So T junction pun kau langgar.
Yeah, I used to do like that. Seriously. Which is a bad thing lah. Yeah. Which is both a good thing and a bad thing. I think to run a business, you must have that mindset juga. Kau mesti sondol.
Yeah.
But it's about the balance. When do you stop that thing? Bila tempat family, okay.
Tarik
there's
gear
boundaries during kena tarik gear. So dulu I find it difficulty because aku all the way on that. Kira kan macam kau on adrenaline on high dose saja tu.
Right.
Ondol aja. Itu masalah aku lah.
So lessons learned.
I'm very thankful that my wife is very patient. Over
bravo
the years. Alhamdulillah.
Kalau tak, kau jadi patient dah.
Yeah, exactly. You know. So it has been, I'm not even talking about resolution.
Oh, okay.
Stop having resolution for like, dah berapa lama dah.
Donkey is
it. To me, like putting resolution is like, come to think of it, it can be quite a stupid thing. I don't know, maybe some people disagree. Maybe some people think, okay, resolution, kau mesti ada sebab itu sebagai macam beacon. Kau mesti work towards that. Yes, if there's a beacon, I agree with it. But why you have to make it into New Year baru kau nak buat new beacon?
Yeah, you can
always have a beacon anytime. Yeah. Which you should do.
Yeah.
You should have, you know. So
it's just a point of calendar.
A point of calendar. Yeah. So why make it like, okay, my betul? New Year resolution.
Yeah.
Buat sekarang lah, kau nak tunggu mana, you know.
Sekarang tak boleh buat.
Nak buat, jangan banyak colok. You know?
Sekarang tak boleh buat.
Sekarang tak boleh buat, kenapa?
Yeah. Belum New Year.
Si boy aku tak tersedar. Yeah, so that's 2023 for me lah.
So all of us rasa macam grateful enough.
I'm
as
grateful.
It is. Yeah,
yes.
I'm grateful.
I think first thing it comes with age.
Yep.
Bila kita berumur, kita makin berterima kasih dengan apa yang kita ada. Apa yang penting pada kita is no longer the same apa yang penting pada kita 20 tahun dulu.
Yeah.
Our priorities have changed.
Mm-hmm.
Our drive have also changed. In my case, my drive is no longer on those. It's more of a sustenance, right? I think
bila do you kita, feel you have changed over the years macam the drive
behavior wise?
Yeah, drive something like that. Kirakan principles kita lah.
Okay, the baseline is I've always loved helping people. I'm driven to see the smile on the face of the beneficiaries. Ni dah lama lah. Then I want in, I think because of responsibility, you have families and you have people to take care of. You start to look at how you want to get more money, and you got you want to get bigger more money, circle. You must be join that group of people, and you got to be apa macam boss lah, right? But I realize that being there, you don't really necessarily have need that. You don't necessarily need to be that in order to have money. There are many other avenues for you to get money, right? And if you are driven by money, then you should focus on how to get money.
Halal.
Yeah, halal, right? So
pencuri pun boleh dapat duit.
Correct, correct. And then that's where the investment.
Kalau nak jadi pencuri, kalau nak jadi pencuri, biar menjadi pencuri hati.
Member tadi pagi di belenggu. Terbawa dia, sekarang.
Dia vacancy masih ada tiga.
Jangan Wan, kau jolok-jolok idea ni.
Engkau pun apa salahnya?
Aku.
Kan kita cakap pasal apa sebuah tambak utara. Dah yang ke sana.
So
tak masuk rumah kan.
So 2003 is a year yang aku rasa nampak sah yang aku punya pemikiran dah lebih matang, dah lebih mature. Aku rasa aku dah perubahan dalam pemikiran aku paling ketara ni lah.
Oh, selama ni kau ni tak matang lah.
Aku masih
dah budak
apa. What do I like to do? You just now earlier you mentioned about you like to have a serious conversation, intellectual conversation. Aku terbalik, aku suka apa, berbual merepek.
Terserlah sekali.
Kira bubar aku kan.
Ada saksi.
Ada saksi.
That's what I enjoy doing.
That episode kan.
So perbezaan antara orang. Antara orang pun ada kilaf juga tau.
Tapi dia jadi jati diri dia.
Jati diri.
Tulen.
Tulen.
Bukan.
Kau ni jantan tulen.
Bukan trio tu.
Bagus. It means everyone is happy so far.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Jangan cakap tak ada. Ada cabaran pun kita
memang
kena.
Memang ada cabaran.
We take it in our stride. Yang apa, Osman, I mean the absence of the mother and all that semua kan, I'm sure.
I forgot about that. That's my greatest loss lah this year. How can I even forget to talk about it?
No,
I
think probably dia tak tinggal. She never left you. She's always in your memory.
One thing also I don't like to talk about dark, bad, sad stuff. So I usually don't talk about those, you know, because to me, pada aku macam the duck dah lah, kau jangan duckkan lagi lah.
Tapi aku suka smoke duck.
Smoke duck sedap eh?
Sedap.
Tu hari aku makan juga tempat apa, tempat KL lah.
Ke KL?
Kita makan. Dia macam steamboat juga, you know. And then steak salai. Dia macam Seoul Garden punya type. Tapi dia different. Pak John eh? Pak John, if you're not mistaken.
It's nice.
Smoke so, duck, nice. Seoul. Terima kasih Wan, itu dia cakap. So yeah, aku. That was my greatest loss for this year, my mother. But also to be expected because dia memang dah sakit lama jugalah, right? So, aku tak rasa regret sebab I'm all five of us, kita adik-beradik memang really jaga mak kita. Right? Really tak lepas, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, aku sangat bersyukur sekali.
Tak rasa tekilan or whatever because you have taken full care.
There's no regrets lah.
Aku betul-betul bersyukur lah. Allah kasih aku adik-beradik family macam ini. Kita betul-betul tak percaya apa-apa. Kita tahu macam apa nak buat, make sure ni kan. So, Alhamdulillah. So, I'm very grateful with that. And even we lost our mother. But we gain kita punya solidarity, kita punya trust, kita punya bonding as a blood punya bonding tu makin stronger.
Kinship.
Kinship and all that.
Yes.
Alhamdulillah. That's 2023.
I think there are things that monetarily cannot buy all this.
Yeah.
If we look at the bright side of things, negativities tetap ada. Tapi these things yang tak boleh beli dengan duit. Those are the precious moments.
Precious moments.
Cakap pasal duit ni. Duit ni ada jin.
Memang lah.
duit ada jin.
Aku nak share dengan some young people lah.
Okay. Ni nak kena ajak Lin
tak? Tak payah.
Okay.
Buat apa nak ajak Lin?
Kau cakap pasal duit ada jin?
Tak, bukan tu. Ini pawang mana pun susah nak anu. Okay. Ini adanya jin lain sikit.
Jin lain, ini jin, adakah ini jin Rami?
Jim Bin.
Jim Bin.
So I was sharing with them macam, okay, you may look at money different way. So different people look at money different way, right?
Mm-mm.
So if let's say for orang yang tak biasa pegang duit, tak biasa handle duit, right? When you're young, kau tak biasa, kau tak pernah rasakan kau dalam tangan kau ada 10,000.
Mm-hmm.
10,000 is very heavy for you. And tiba-tiba satu hari kau dapat itu 10,000 dalam tangan kau. Kau punya perasaan akan berubah. Mungkin kau cakap, tak apa, mungkin saya, we will remember. Cakap, yeah, I hope you can remember, because that moment bila kau dapat banyak duit yang kau tak pernah handle, kau punya nafsu really tergugat habis.
Mm. Yes.
Dia akan datang slowly. Kalau kan 10,000, okay, 10,000 kau dah boleh handle, okay. Kau tak bisa 50,000, okay? Kau tak bisa 50,000, besok 100,000 land in your hand.
Yep, yep. Tiba-tiba ketus.
Kau berubah, iPhone. Brother.
Memang. Dugaan tu lah.
Berubah.
The desire. Bisikan syaitan.
So maybe 2024, kita boleh ceritakan macam mana kita nak kontrol duit.
Kontrol apa?
Kontrol duit. Kontrol duit.
Kontrol duit, kau mesti ada set objectives.
2024 dah, aku jangan fikir sekarang lah.
Taklah, kasih macam highlight aja lah sikit.
Kasih lah.
How you want to control that?
How you going to control money? Kalau kau tak boleh, kalau aku tak boleh control bini aku, macam mana kau control duit?
Okay lah. Bermakna bini control kau juga lah.
Yelah.
Duit shopping
dia kata jam, I cakap how high.
Alamak, dilema betul lah gini. Wan, kesian.
Tapi kalau katakan pendengar-pendengar kita ada some idea, some suggestions that they want to bring,
sarankan
up about how we can control money. I'm sure there are a lot of financial advisors out there, but I think that's not what we're looking for. You know, we're looking at how we kita dapat mengawal nafsu kita untuk mengawal duit kita, supaya duit kita tak ada kebocoran perhaps.
Biar kita kontrol duit, jangan kasih duit kontrol kita.
Betul.
Itu satu nasihat aku dapat daripada satu wak.
Wak?
Time tu wak tu dah 50 sen?
Dah, dia dah lebih.
Ni kata-kata mutiara dari wak ada?
Ya. Boleh kita share? Kena kontrol duit, kita jangan kasih duit kontrol kita.
Yeah.
And in this days and age, a lot of the young people let the money control them.
Betul. Yeah. Kau tengok je semalamnya COE.
Berapa?
110,000.
Oh, that's around there lah.
Bagaimana?
Okay. Itulah 2023. Kita harap 2023 has been good for all of you. And kalau tidak pun, look at the bright side.
Yes.
Because everything is a lesson. And macam mana kita terima lesson tu, that is our life.
And embrace it.
Yeah. And then kita welcome 2024 dengan tangan terbuka, minda terbuka. Okay, minda dengan tangannya buka, lain kau yang buka. Kita jumpa lagi.
Kau dengar cakap dia tau.
Di tahun 2024.
Yes.
Adios.
Adios amigos.